Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
And welcome to episode 44 of the Talking Hockey Podcast. It's your three favorites here, Ty, Martin, and Luke. No, Eric, you don't get to hear his voice, him screaming into his microphone. He's working now. He's no longer on the unemployment list. We're not paying for his existence anymore. So that's good.
Yeah.
Congrats to Eric. We hope you all had a safe and happy holidays and New Year's because, you know, we missed you last week. But we're here with the content and we're very excited because next week, fucking hockey's back, boys. And so we're going to.
That was the most Canadian way of saying hockey's back ever.
Yeah. Eh?
hockey's back then.
Fucking bud. Hockey's back, boys. The bar down, top ched.
Selly.
Time to selly because hockey's back next week. So we're doing a little bit of a season predictions, like playoff predictions and Stanley Cup winners, things like that. Yeah. And since Eric's not here, this will be a quick episode because no one's going to be arguing with him. So
yeah.
Let's start. No,
we're going to have chances to talk. Martin's exactly. Actually going to be able to speak today.
Exactly.
And have some
water in 2 weeks.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, was there. And then
last week we took a break.
Oh, last week took a break. Yeah.
Right. We took the holidays off ourselves. If you're in America, I hope you're safe. If you're on Capitol Hill right now, fuck you.
If you wish you were on Capitol Hill too,
fuck you as well.
Yeah. If you wish you were there, part of the quote unquote resistance. You are the tyrant. You are, if you vote for Trump, you are the one voting for an authoritarian government. I don't know how else to put it to you nicely. Message Eric on Instagram at Talking Hockey if you hate my opinion. This is Luke, by the way.
Yeah. And we're also not live, so, you know, we won't have those distractions anymore. Luke, you got to pay attention the whole time. There's no one to chat.
I know. I'm not excited about that.
We'll see you hopefully next
week. I also don't feel the pressure.
I know.
Of behaving. Yeah. Properly.
Oh, hey, yeah. No performance anxiety there from Martin.
Yeah. Zetna Silver, you know, hope you're having a good time. Hope you're good, my friend.
Well, no one was even here last week. I'm pretty sure because it was like the day before Christmas.
Yeah, but
you didn't have anybody on live?
We had like three people max. And there was people like rotating in and out and no one was talking. Okay. It wasn't like the week before we had like 22. So I mean,
yeah.
That's not our average listeners, folks. We get a lot of listeners every week. So.
Yeah. So, anyway.
If you want to see us live, it's pretty fucking funny. You get to call us out. Luke will pay attention to you the whole time. You'll get undivided attention.
Yeah.
And I'll throw in your comments sometimes.
We didn't do it this week because Eric didn't promote it at all. And Eric is working, making money.
Eric didn't even tell us that he couldn't make. Okay. So everyone, for context, we record every Wednesday at 6:15. Every Wednesday at 6:15. It's literally 6:15. We're like, is Eric even coming today? Because we haven't heard anything from him other than his political opinions throughout the day. Never told us that he wasn't available at 6:15. Which we all are used to, and I got shit to do because I have a life. So I decided to go ahead without him because I'm producer Luke and I have power. So
at 6:15, he's like, "Yeah, sorry, I'm going to be working until 7. Well, too bad. Recording started.
See you later.
Yes. You may run the page, but I run the podcast.
Yeah. So let's start out.
Predict the divisions.
Yeah, we're predicting.
I don't know the fucking new names.
Hey, no, I got it. The Scotiabank North Division. That's a Canadian one. And we're going to start there.
We're going to start there.
to begin, yeah. Martin looked it up because we didn't know, and you probably don't know as well. The top four teams in each division are the ones going to the playoffs. So, in the Scotiabank North, number one for me, because I'll start it off, is the Toronto Maple Leafs.
And I think I would have the same.
Yeah. Okay, everyone agrees with that one, so we won't argue it because, you know, you just look at the top end of their...
If they don't, it's disappointing.
Exactly. This should be an easy win for them.
They failed.
Yeah. At number two, we might have a little bit of a debate on this one, but I have Montreal number two.
Honestly, I think Montreal too. I was thinking that shower thoughts.
Yeah.
Today.
Wow, yep. You were my shower thoughts today, Martin. Interesting. I could see
it's open here. It really is.
It's pretty open.
It's pretty open. Everything from two to six is pretty open.
Yeah, I agree.
I like about Montreal in comparison to some of the other teams is they have one of the better defense and probably the best goalie out of most of the teams. So
I mean, Carey Price hasn't had an exceptional season for about 5 years now, and you know we still keep saying
the better ones. I guess Markstrom in Calgary.
Markstrom,
but they don't have a very good defense.
Hellebuck,
yeah, like or whatever. Hellebuck is probably the best goalie, man.
Yeah, that's fair.
Carey Price is still a good. It's for
Matt Murray. Hello. What Nick's favorite? Carey Price and Matt Murray.
Carey Price. Well, the thing is for Carey Price, right? Like, he can steal a game for you. He can steal a series like that. The playoffs this year, the play-in round against Pittsburgh. Only mm-hmm. reason why Montreal won it, and they were even close against Philadelphia, and it was all because.
I made better. Price.
Exactly.
Now,
Josh Anderson, as much as that, you can criticize that 7-year contract you gave him. I always liked him as a player. He provides you great. He's going to win those corner battles, and he can score goals, right? So if he can score even 25 goals, or let's say we're looking at a full year pace, right? Let's say 25 to 30 goals.
Always full year pace.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he was on pace for, you know, his previous years. Last year was kind of an outlier. And when you look at the stats, mm-hmm. Dom on The Athletic did a kind of a breakdown of it that I read. And, you know, it's kind of like he was still, you know, shooting as well as shooting from the same areas, right? It wasn't, and his stats were still good. It's just he wasn't scoring, and you know, that happens every now and then. So it is a risky contract, but I think that trading Domi for him is actually a benefit for Montreal because I think Anderson fits their system a lot more. Not to harp too much on Montreal because I'm not a Montreal fan at all, but they were a bunch of guys who controlled, like they controlled the play. They had some of the best like expected goals numbers in the league last year, best Corsi numbers, right? They just had guys who couldn't score, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So, I want to edit my best goalie comment. They have the best goalie defense tandem. Like their defense is harder to play against than most of the other defense in the division. Along with Carey Price makes it very much harder to score on them than most of the teams in this division.
I mean, I'm ready for Austin Matthews to put up 12 goals in the 8 games that they face against Carey Price, but like other than that,
Toronto might kill him.
I honestly think that Austin Matthews could probably hit 50 goals in 56 games. I think he could do 50 and 50 in
against these teams for sure.
Against these teams, I honestly think he could do it, and it. Yeah. Especially if he puts up the numbers that he normally puts up against the Canadians and Ottawa.
So this division has some of the better goalies in the league going for it. Like Montreal has a good goalie. Winnipeg has a good goalie. Calgary has a good goalie. Vancouver with Demko potentially has a good goalie. And Holtby, meh. So maybe not 50 in 56 games. I think he'll put a 50 goal pace, probably, definitely.
I think that he is going to dominate this, and he might be like the top player in the league, just and top goal scorer in the league, just from playing these guys.
Yeah, same.
I mean, against Ottawa, Vancouver, Edmonton's defense, he'll rip through them. So,
yeah. So are we all going to say Montreal number two? Not too much pushback there.
I could see it going to like Vancouver.
Yeah. Two and, through six is going to be is going to be really close.
It's going to be a battle for sure. Okay.
And
three.
Number three. I would say number three is going to be Edmonton, and just because of their top forwards.
Definitely. Like you want to talk about Matthews ripping apart this division? McDavid and Draisaitl are going to tear this division apart. Like,
yeah. Let's be honest. They still have their defensive concerns, right? They have Klefbom's out all year. They got Barry on the back end, and well, I watched Barry for, you know, a full season, and that was the worst thing I've seen in my life, right?
How many times does Edmonton play Ottawa? 7 or 8?
I don't know.
I think it's 8.
Schedule.
And in those games alone, he could almost average 2 points, almost 3 a game. Like, let's be fair. Let's be realistic.
Shut down the pair of Zaitsev and Shabbat. Or a good Branson and Shabbat, man. They I don't know.
If Goudreau has a bounce back year, I could see the Flames being third. I honestly don't give a shit about the rest of the top like four, because I think it's gonna be Toronto, Montreal,
and then
Vancouver and Edmonton. I think in the top four, like that's my guess right now. But it really could be Jets and Flames, and not Oilers and Canucks. So I don't even know.
Could be.
Like this is the hardest one to predict, because I think there's every team so middle of the pack except for the Leafs and the Senators, who are just
I don't think I have Canucks as assured to be one of the four. Like I think more
I think
Montreal, that Calgary, Winnipeg. Potential
Flames.
And Flames.
Edmonton. Like the West, the Alberta teams, they're both flawed rosters, I feel. Mm-hmm. Right?
But
I don't know.
Edmonton has the X factors.
Exactly. That's why I say they're third in my standings.
Yeah. I think they make it to the playoffs for sure.
If they don't, McDavid's out. Or he should be. Because even though they were like a top team in the Pacific Division was absolute shit last year, right? They were the top team in the Pacific Division, though, or one of them. Yeah. They got smoked by Chicago, right? Yeah. And they did. I can't really say that they improved anything defensively.
They got worse.
They might have gotten
missing Klefbom.
Exactly. They had. I mean, maybe Ethan Bear steps up and he becomes even a better defenseman this year, right? But Klefbom was really their only defensive guy, right? Or the guy you can trust on their back end.
Man, that Taylor Hall trade, it just still looks so.
Where's Adam? Did they re-sign Adam Larson, or was he a free agent this year? I don't remember. Look it up. Fact check. Because what's their D? Their D would be someone and Ethan Bear on their first pairing. Martin is looking it up. Fact check, Martin.
I think he's still there.
He still has 1 year left. He still has this year left on the contract.
But yeah, even then he's not playing their top pair, right? Like I don't even know who their left defensemen are. Darnell Nurse taking a step back, right? He hasn't become like a top pairing defenseman in the slightest.
Caleb Jones, I think they have.
You a depth guy, like maybe top six guy, bottom pairing guy, right?
Yeah.
I can't really.
They talk about that he might, take a step.
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe.
I mean.
Potentially.
It's crazy. I don't know. I can't really say that they've improved defensively, and that's you know, their biggest struggle. If anything, they added to the offense because, you know, Tyson Berry's improving your offense from the back, but he's probably giving up just as
much. They also signed guys like Dominic Cahoon. Puljujarvi's coming back. That's interesting. They signed Turris, who's
not good.
Nothing, really.
Yeah.
Oh, they have Russell. That's one of the last guys.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Their defense is Darnell Nurse, Ethan Bear, Russell, Barry, Jones, Larson. Not great.
That's kind of disgusting. And their goalies are still the same. Mikko Koskinen and Mike Smith, right?
Yeah, so that's not great.
There's no improvement there. And I don't know if you guys watched Mike Smith in the playoffs this year.
That's not great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So their back end, not so good. Top end, great. But they still could come third.
And fourth place. What are we saying for fourth place?
Calgary.
Yeah, I think Calgary. Markstrom.
So Tigers are Leafs, Montreal, Calgary, Edmonton?
Edmonton, Calgary. But it doesn't really matter the order, but yeah, those are my four.
Yeah.
I think, Martin, you're the same.
And now we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. Hey everyone, before we get into today's pod, I want to tell you about Blue Wire Hustle, a brand new program where you can host your very own podcast here at Blue Wire. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you want to host a podcast and just don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover art, Q&As with Blue Wire's top podcasters, access to our community Discord, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. And on top of that, we'll help you get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all other listening platforms. And the best part is, you can get all of this for only $15 a month, the same rate as any other hosting site would charge you just for the initial setup. So whether you're starting from scratch or have an existing show that you want to grow, Hustle is an open door to leveling up your sports experience. Acceptance into the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check out the description box to find out more, but that's bwhustle.com/join. And now we'll get back into the show.
I think Winnipeg can push for a spot, but I think if Calgary has enough of a bounce back from guys like Johnny Gaudreau, and if Gaudreau has a bounce back, Monahan potentially could see more points from that at least. So I think, and a loved guy from Eric and all the stats people, Andrew
Mangiapane.
Mangiapane.
Thank you. Luckily, I'm still here, boys.
Yeah.
I think if he takes a bigger role, because Eric is strongly convinced he's his top six guy.
Yeah,
and that would mean their top six is quite good. And Markstrom is a very good goalie, has been very good in Vancouver. And Vancouver is has been a very bad defensive team. So going to a little bit of a better defensive team, Markstrom should look even better, hopefully.
You would think.
So Calgary, I think, will push out Winnipeg. Especially considering Winnipeg's defense isn't great. Like, they have the best goalie probably in the league. In the division, but they can't push out Calgary.
I just think that Winnipeg, especially because they're likely trading Line A, whether that be, you know, that's inevitable.
Yeah,
they might pull the trigger on a trade like that soon, and you know, there goes one of their top players.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you think they're going to trade him this year?
Yeah, I think that's the only time you can really get value.
Rumored, that is a guarantee, apparently. Yeah.
Apparently. A rumored guarantee. Interesting. All right. So I think we're done with the North Division.
Scotiabank North, sorry.
Scotia. Well, this isn't sponsored by Scotiabank. This podcast isn't sponsored by Scotiabank. We don't say
that. Next up to the Mass Mutual East Division.
I just said, I don't know.
Okay.
I never even heard of Mass Mutual.
I think it's an insurance company.
I would imagine that. It sounds like an insurance company.
Like Massachusetts Mutual Insurance.
Yes.
Are they better than Sonnet?
They're probably bigger.
I'm sure American, they are huge.
But
State Farm, Allstate.
Would I say they're better than my company? Definitely not. I also don't want my company to know that I'm on this podcast. So
I don't work for you. You don't put it on your resume?
You have it on your LinkedIn.
They don't look at that, though, hopefully. Roger Dunbar, I hope you're not listening to this podcast. I don't work for your company. I swear.
Way to literally name the CEO of your company.
I mean, that's public knowledge too, isn't it?
I know, but like now that's just easier for them to look him up.
So the Score released an article today, I think. And stated like the divisions, the new divisions by rank. Like they ranked them all, and they said this one is the hardest.
Definitely, this one's stacked, and
this one's quite good.
What's
the bottom two teams? Kind of trash, but beyond that, like pretty good.
I'm just gonna pull open because I'm an idiot, and I'm just gonna pull open my standings again or my divisions.
I can read them off to you. It's the Capitals, the Bruins, the Penguins, the Flyers. Mm-hmm. Your favorite, the Islanders, mm-hmm. the Devils, the Rangers, and the Sabres.
Okay.
I'm very worried about Boston's defense.
Definitely. They just have McAvoy, really.
Mm-hmm. That's like a really good number one top pairing guy.
I could see I still think Boston's going to make it or be top in this division.
Top? Like
that's where number one. Boston Bruins.
Well, Marchand is back for game one, they said.
Yeah, exactly. That top line, Patrice Bergeron is an ageless wonder, right? He's, 35 years old, and he's still killing everybody. You still can't score on this guy.
I think Philadelphia might win.
I was going to say Philadelphia is my number one pick.
I could see that as well. But
did you
watch them? And even though they were one of the top teams in going into these past playoffs, they left a lot to be desired. Like they were like, it was boring to watch their games, right? Like the Flyers against Montreal, a hugely boring series to watch. Just because the Flyers were playing so defensively on everything, right?
They won, no?
They won, and then they lost to the Islanders.
True. 4-0.
Yeah.
I don't even know. Because, like, to me,
it's a hard
the Rangers, division. The Islanders, the Flyers, the Penguins. Like, they could all get there, right?
Exactly. This is a tough one. So I think Bruins, Flyers are my top two. And I think those would might be your top twos as well.
Yes.
I would say that's fair.
Yeah.
Number three, I would have the Penguins.
Same.
And for, again, just Crosby and Malkin and,
yeah.
Even though they.
Jari's a big X factor.
Yeah. I feel that they are also, they also lost a lot this year. Or not lost a lot, but they downgraded their roster this year, I feel.
I think Philadelphia definitely wins the division.
I could see it.
I could see it.
I think they
it's really, really interesting.
They're lacking in offense, which is a good thing to be lacking in. And they're not even lacking that hard. Like they have a few guys that are X factor, like Lindblom. Love to see what he does. Barabee's interesting. It will be interesting to see like a guy like Morgan Frost makes the roster. He'd be more like bottom six. Nolan Patrick, very interested to see if he can actually have a healthy season. That could be huge. Their defense is quite good. I think they have a good trade piece now that they have Erik Gustafsson down there on their bottom pairing. They can trade Gostisbehere.
Yeah, but Gostisbehere is about to be traded for the past 4 years now.
But now his contract's getting less and less and less, right? Like, so he only has 2 years left after this year. That's a much better trade piece now than it was last year, the year before, right? And Gostisbehere can go to a team and be like their number one offensive defenseman quite easily. And they can replace, Philadelphia can replace him with Gustafsson.
Okay, fair.
So I think Philadelphia has the best potential. They also have Carter Hart down there in net.
Exactly. Yeah, Carter Hart in net, also kind of the X factor for this team.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to say, I think you convinced me. I'll say Flyers number one. I'll put Bruins number two this time. Do we agree on Bruins?
I'm very worried about the Bruins defense. Like, I just don't trust it. And Tuukka Rask, old, hasn't played in so long because he didn't even do the return. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I think they couldn't come second. Definitely.
Third, we said Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And then fourth is where it kind of gets a little muddy because a whole bunch of teams can be fourth here, but I'm going to actually say the Rangers.
Because you like Shishorkin?
Yeah, so they have good goaltending. And I can see actually the Rangers being closer to even second in the division, right? They're garbage defensively, right? Like they kind of suck at that. They give up a lot. But their offense, like Panarin, last year's season for Panarin was one of the most dominant in like kind of NHL history. Right.
According to Eric. I'm pretty sure Eric says he should have won on the Hart.
He should have. I agree with him on that. He was far and away the best player in the league last year, in my opinion.
How many points do you think Lafreniere will get?
Man, that's tough because I thought that Kaapo Kakko, for example, was someone who could just step into the NHL right away, and clearly he couldn't. But yeah. I think Lafreniere is a much better player than him. I could see, you know, a solid, how many games are they playing? 56, 58? I don't even remember off the top of my head.
But, I think.
You know, if he scores at, you know, even at a 25 goal pace this year, that's a win for the Rangers. They got him for free, right? They still kind of made the playoffs last year, right? Even though, playoffs in quotes, but you know, they were a lot better last year than I think anybody anticipated, and they still got a number one draft pick out of it, right?
Yep.
If they're not good this year, they're going to be good in the future, because you know, you pair him in with Zibanejad and Panarin, and you know, Kakko takes that next step. Adam Fox is a solid piece on defense. Your goaltending's great. Right,
yeah.
It's just the rest of their defense that needs to really improve.
They don't have a like astounding 2C, like Ryan Strome isn't great.
Yeah,
but I think Washington is aging out, and Washington would be their biggest competition to me. I think Ty has convinced me. That I think the Rangers can be the fourth team.
Yeah, I think that Washington's run is over at this point. But I mean, their coach is Peter Laviolette, right? Mm-hmm. And he's done some magic with teams in the past. Of you know, when he gets, as soon as he steps in as their head coach, they kind of go on a huge playoff run. But you can have a write off Ovechkin.
They also came fifth last year.
Yeah,
Washington.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, like, my pick for being out, or I don't think the Capitals are going to
be in. It's a tough division.
Those top six teams are very good. Pretty good.
And so what this means, though, is that if anyone here pays attention to the rumors, but basically Jack Eichel has hinted that, you know, if the Sabres don't go on a run this year, he wants out. Right. And I think, you know, you can feel for the guy because he's been there for, this will be his sixth year, I think. Right. And they've done nothing. They haven't improved at all. Each year they've been a lottery team. Right. So Eichel
likely wants out. And so if they don't go on a run this year, so even though they loaded up on Taylor Hall and they have a good top pairing, or top pairing, not top pairing, but a top, like top six forward lines, the rest of their roster is not filled out at all. So interesting to watch for the Sabres. In case Eichel, in case they don't make the playoffs, Eichel definitely is getting traded this year, I think.
You think?
Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think Buffalo, much like Ottawa, until they get a new owner, they won't see success. So you might be right.
Yeah.
And then Darlene wants to leave in a year.
Like, honestly, what do you do at this point, right? Like, they've been they've had so many lottery picks now, like top 10 draft picks, and you know, in the past 6 years, and you know, they have two of them who have turned out, like since Eichel, right? You have Darlene, who is, you know, a top four defenseman at this point, at the very least, and you have Dylan Cousins, who looks like
Cousins get a shot.
What's that?
This year, does Cousins get a shot?
I think so. I would think so. He'll be
like a 3C.
I think that he's a solid player for them, but when they miss on their picks of Nylander and Mittelstadt, right? I know they flipped Nylander, and I always bring it up, but they flipped Nylander, but that pick didn't work out, right? He was a top 10 pick again, and you know, he didn't pan out really as expected.
Yeah.
Mittelstadt has been a
flop. Didn't they get Jokiharju for that one?
Yeah, they did. So it was a win in the end, but still.
Yeah, definitely.
They're still in the same, like if you're Jack Eichel and you're looking at the team from when they were, you know, they tanked it out and they traded everybody, and you know, he came into the team and they're still in the same position of not being in the playoffs and being a lottery team. I'd be disappointed if I'd gone out as well.
Yeah, after 6 years. A guy like Eichel wants to and is used to winning.
Right.
Bottom line. And he's done enough that he doesn't need explanation for a better team around him. Like, it's not like he's not trying. He's a fucking amazing player.
Yeah, exactly. He's far and away their best player, but they just don't have the rest of the roster to help him out. And it was crazy because go ahead.
They do get fucked. Like, this year they're getting put in the hardest division. That's not helping them. And normally they are in one of the top two hardest divisions. So that's not helping, but obviously they're not performing well at all. In the division they are in.
Yeah.
So this year, if they were in the Atlantic, normal Atlantic, they wouldn't come dead last in the division. And they won't this year because New Jersey might do that for them. But even New Jersey, like, they've done a decent amount.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a tough division.
Yes.
But anyway, I think that's our picks there. And just to recap, everybody, we're going Flyers, Bruins, Penguins, Rangers.
Yeah.
Next off to the Central Division. What's their sponsor? Shit.
One of them's Honda. I think they're Honda.
No, the probably Honda's the West. Honda's the West.
Really?
This is like Airspace or something like that. Yeah. Discover. That's what it is.
Yeah, Discover. I'm surprised
Honda isn't doing Central because Honda's headquarters are in Dallas.
Well, Honda, I don't know. Honda's doing the Honda West.
Oh, wait. Am I thinking Honda or Toyota?
No idea. Yeah, Luke
just spends all day calling CEOs of these automakers. So, you know, it's pretty embarrassing if he doesn't know.
Also, I'm really offended. Eric sent us a picture probably a couple of weeks ago now of a Instagram DM from one of our followers calling us out and saying we didn't know enough about the NHL. For one, as average fans, that this isn't our fucking day job, you know quite a bit. Like, I feel like I know a whole bunch. I feel like Ty knows a whole bunch. Eric definitely knows a whole lot.
Thanks. Thanks, Martin. I appreciate it. Yeah.
But he doesn't speak too much. So, like, that's fair.
I speak to what I know.
Exactly. I'm not a Trump
supporter, you know?
And this guy's calling us out, saying we should need to know, like, everything about every team. Man.
He said we sound unenthusiastic and lazy. Yeah. And I'm like, bro, we're laughing, like, literally half the time.
Fuck you, man.
Yeah, dude, come on. Sorry for wasting your time. But to the Discover Central Division. Central. Sorry. The top team should be the easiest one. That's going to be the Tampa Bay Lightning. Even with Kucherov out, it should be an easy win.
Yeah.
It gets a little more difficult after that. And I think number two.
No, it doesn't.
We can say
it's the Hurricanes, the Stars, and like the Blue Jackets. The Predators aren't making it. The Red Wings aren't making it. The Panthers aren't making it. And the Blackhawks aren't making it. This is one of the easiest divisions. I don't know what you're talking about. No,
the Hurricanes are
Carolina's going definitely second. There's not even
Dallas a competition. Dallas Stars are going to be number two.
I don't agree with you at all, Ty. Carolina is going to threaten Tampa Bay without Kucherov for first.
You guys have such a hard-on for
Ty. Okay, guys, this is Ty, the entire World Juniors. Oh, my God. Whenever I look up a player that I really like in the competition, I Google them, and they're always drafted by Carolina. Oh, Ty, why do you hate Carolina so much since they draft all your favorite players? I hate them because everyone likes them.
Yeah, exactly. I hate them
They are the team that you love the most because every player you love, they have.
I don't love the players. I'm just like, oh, this guy's caught my eye. This guy looks like a good player. So I look him up. Fucking Carolina.
Right? Exactly. That shows that they're a good team, you idiot.
No, it
unless doesn't. You, because you're a bad scout. Oh, and you have a bad God.
Yeah, you know
your bias is strong on this one, Ty.
I don't like Carolina. All right,
yes, we know.
What I don't like is how everybody they put them on this pedestal and say this is the best franchise because they're not. You
ironically played yourself by looking up all of the players that caught your eye at World Juniors and saying, guys, they're all on Carolina, and now you say you don't like Carolina.
No, counter-analyzing
yourself. You're like a Trump to see their own stupidity.
What I'm saying is that it annoys me because I'm like, oh, this guy's cool. Zion Nybeck or whatever the hell that guy's name was. I'm like, this guy looks like a cool player. Let me look him up. Who drafted him? Oh, fuck Carolina. And I get annoyed because of it. And then I'm like, all right, screw that.
You get annoyed because you're wrong. And then you say you don't
give a shit about them.
Carolina drafted them. You're blinded. You literally like the player because you think they're good. Then you say it. And then it's like, oh, now I don't care because Carolina.
Yes, that's right. That's how it works.
So what you're saying is that you're an idiot.
Yes.
Well, I mean, that should have been known a long time ago.
It's like not even close. Carolina is second in this division.
Yes.
Do they have a goalie?
I don't know. Look up your favorite goalie from the World Juniors. They probably have
them. They don't. They don't have a goalie. They're still looking for a goalie because Peter Mrazek is not cutting it, and James Reimer are not going to cut it for you.
Oh, sorry.
I honestly don't care.
Blackhawks don't even have a goalie.
With a better goalie, they could almost win this division.
Yeah.
With a Tampa Bay with Kucherov. Like, Carolina's a good team, and they're only getting better. They're hitting their prime now.
And they have the second best coach in the division.
You're just saying that because Rob Brind'Amour, and you're scared of his arm, his biceps.
Shit out of you. Looked at his body. I think he's a great personality, and I think he's built a great culture in Carolina.
Luke, who's your top coach of this division?
John Cooper, you idiot.
Oh, you might be wrong.
What?
This is what I hate, man. You guys think that this team is the best thing that's ever happened since fucking...
Wait, Martin, do you think Rod Brind'Amour is better than John Cooper?
No. I think, like, Tortorella might be better.
Tortorella's a great coach.
Tortorella's really good. Rick Bonus. Bonus?
Yeah.
Boas? Boas?
Very good coach.
Yeah,
but he's a good coach, human too.
As a coach, so I mean.
See, that's the other thing. They all have good coaches. Fucking Florida down there has Quinville.
Oh, who's Nashville's
coach?
Nashville, they got John Hines.
Yeah, John Hines, not good.
Not good, because New Jersey hired him.
Was in New Jersey, right?
Yeah. And then he got fired because he was shit.
But he had a shitty team. I think this division, we need to go one, like each of us do it ourselves. So I got Tampa Bay, Carolina. Dallas. I'm going to come in with an off the board pick and say Florida. Partly because I want them there. Partly because I like John Cooper as a coach.
Quenville.
Columbus.
Quenville.
No. I know.
You said
I know
John Florida.
No, I'm saying why Columbus won't be the fourth team.
Okay.
Columbus didn't do enough in this offseason to move the needle. They lost Josh Anderson and added Domi in the process, which I think is a negative as opposed to a positive. So I think Florida, if this all hinges on Bobrovsky not being like he was last year, getting a little better, just a little bit. But I like Florida's offense.
If you're
Barkov, Huberdeau, they're pushing it.
If you're a Florida fan, right, you just watched Devin Levi and Spencer Knight, you know, your two goalie prospects. It's a good thing you're not committed long term to a goalie, right? You got two guys who look like they're coming up real soon. Oh. Yikes.
Yeah. Mine is Tampa, Carolina, Dallas. The Blue Jackets don't really have much talent is the only problem.
They have good goaltending.
I could see the Panthers or the Blue Jackets going there. I'm going to put Blue Jackets just because the Panthers always disappoint. They're a perennial disappointment. So
I don't like Luke West.
I know you don't.
Yeah. I'm gonna say Tampa, Dallas, Columbus, Carolina. I'll put Carolina in the playoffs just for you guys.
You think justify Columbus at third?
Because I hate Carolina. Oh my God, Martin died.
He spilled his beer.
Yeah, dude. I mean, Martin fucking. Sorry, there's no justification. I just dislike Carolina.
That's hilarious. God damn. Okay.
All right. Lastly, the Honda West. Okay, this here's mine.
The worst division.
Here's mine. Okay. Mm-hmm. Colorado number one.
Obviously.
I think we can all agree on that one.
Yep.
I'm going to say Vegas number two. But even Vegas and Colorado, I think they're pretty close in regards to. I know that Vegas is a much older team. I think that in regards to this year, if you're looking at this year, like they're going to be the top two teams. I think they're going to be really, really close. Vegas'
goalie is way better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it could be one, two. Vegas could be one. Avalanche could be two. But those are the top two teams. I'm going to say St. Louis, and then I'm going to go maybe a little off the board here. I'm going to go with Minnesota.
I wouldn't say that's off the board.
Okay. Because I thought maybe Arizona.
I think that top three.
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I think that, but like the Vegas and Avalanche are going to be the top two far and away. But then, like, St. Louis would be, like, the next tier. And then another step below them would be the Minnesota Wild. What I'm excited for Minnesota is another Kevin Fiala, you know, another sick Kevin Fiala year. I'm excited for a Kirill Kaprizov. I want to see what he can do because, you know, in our video with scouting, you know, we've been hearing about this guy for 4 years now, it feels like.
For sure.
This guy's coming. He's going to be sick, and he's here. So I'm ready to see what he can do, and hopefully he can, you know, step and be an entertaining player for Minnesota because they've kind of been missing an electric guy. When I think of Minnesota, there aren't...
I'm interested to see what Cam Talbot can do with a very good defense in front of him.
Yeah.
Right? Because Minnesota, they're known for their defense. Jared Spurgeon, Brodin, Suter,
Dumba.
Like that's a solid, very good top four defense. Like very good. And Talbot, although people hate on him, with a defense in front of him, he still has the potential to be a serviceable average goalie, which is all they need with a good goal, with a good defense. Because if you look at Dubnyk sucked at some points, like really was a below average goalie. And even when he had good games, he was just average. If you took it and looked at the advanced stats and shit, Talbot's being an average goalie, even with not as good as defense in front of him. So it's interesting to see what he can do. It's going to be a very low scoring league too, division, because LA is not putting a lot of goals in. Anaheim's probably not putting a lot up. Arizona's probably not putting a lot of goals up. St. Louis isn't like a huge goal scoring team. San Jose, yeah. So I think Minnesota, with their defense and an average goalie of Cam Talbot, could make the playoffs. But I'm interested to see what Anaheim can do. And I'm going to put them fourth because Gibson is above average goalie. They still have a good defense. And they potentially have guys like that could make impacts, like Sam Steele, Max Jones, Comtois. I'm interested to see what he does. And they still have Silverberg, who's perennially one of the best defensive players, still offensively gifted a bit. Ricard Raquel, I'm interested to see what he can do. Getzlaff's obviously a serviceable number 3C. So,
all right. So what are your top four?
Anaheim.
It's Colorado, Vegas, St. Louis. I said Minnesota. Martin says Anaheim. Luke West.
Well, the top two are definitely confirmed, Avalanche and Golden Knights. I would say Minnesota has a really good chance this year. I'm interested to see if Sharks have a bounce back year at all. I mean, they still have elite talent on that team.
Right.
It's aging.
I was going to say, we can't forget Erik Karlsson's just had a full year off of rest, basically, right?
Yeah. I'm going to put Sharks fourth because I think what they can do is interesting. And if anything, I would say I'd maybe move the Blues out of the top four.
Sheesh.
The problem with the Sharks is their goaltending.
Yeah,
defense isn't great, and their goalies are worse.
Dubnyk and Jones, I don't trust them with my life.
No. Definitely not.
So, yeah. Okay, I'll go Wild, Blues as 3 and 4.
Okay.
Or it doesn't really matter the order.
So now that we've done our division, our playoff winners, I don't really know the playoff format. So let's just kind of say, who do you think is going to win the Stanley Cup this year? And
let's say the final four that you think,
like,
on a playoff division, like, kind of based off.
Don't have two from Canadian. Yeah.
So yeah. I think what will happen is that the first round will be in division, and then
it's also in division though.
That's impossible.
No, because then it would be the two winners of that division. So
So the first two rounds would be in division, and then the Canadian team would move to an American bubble, mm-hmm. and then I think they'd just do the last four there.
Yeah. I think that's what I might be hoping, that by the time playoffs is here, we'll see where we're at with pandemic and shit, travel restrictions and stuff.
Yeah, that's possible too. And then I would imagine that it'd probably be in Canada again, the bubble, but we'll see.
So let's just give our winners for each. Well, I guess that would
division. For each division.
Well, we already didn't we already kind of say who we think is going to win?
We said that.
Yeah.
So we've already.
There's no purpose.
Yeah, we kind of set our top four teams. Yeah. Fuck it.
So Stanley Toronto, Colorado, your head,
who's winning?
Stanley Cup champions.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup finals champions.
Yeah.
It's going to be Colorado versus the Leafs, and Colorado is going to win.
You said this last year, Luke.
I know. I'm right this year.
Let's listen to Martin, because he's the only person who had Tampa versus Dallas, I think.
I did.
Yeah, he was.
It will be interesting. I don't know how they're doing it for which divisions playing each other in the semifinals.
Reseed, I don't know. They might kind of reseed. They might reseed the teams.
Fair.
Depends on location.
I would have Colorado in the finals. Definitely. I think Colorado should easily make it. And if it works out this way, Ty's going to hate this. It's going to be Carolina, Colorado.
Oh my God.
Eh? You think they're coming out ahead of Tampa?
Yeah, in the playoff series.
Martin is fucked in the head, man. Martin's had too much
to drink. I don't know about that one, bro.
Martin's had too much to drink on this Wednesday night.
And Colorado wins the Stanley Cup.
Okay.
First of, like, three in the next 5 years.
I'm going with Vegas versus Toronto and Toronto.
I'm very worried about Tampa Bay not having Kucherov in the playoffs. I think that will.
I'm not.
Kucherov's going to be back for the playoffs. Kucherov's back for the playoffs. They have an easy division. Yeah, I would think so. They have an easy division.
That is out the entire year.
I don't think so.
What?
He's out the regular season, I think. He's going to come back for the playoffs. You're going to hear it. He's going to come back for the playoffs.
Okay. In that case, it's Tampa, Colorado. Colorado wins.
I'm going to say Vegas versus Toronto, and Toronto wins, and I'm going to be a very happy man.
Wasn't that your same prediction last year?
Yep. I don't know anything different.
I think my prediction was Colorado, Vegas last year, wasn't it?
Well, Colorado. No, that's impossible. That's impossible, idiot.
Come on, Luke. This is why we get DMs saying we know nothing.
Sorry, we don't. Okay, Martin and I are pretty good. Eric's, because he just has his biases from what Twitter says. And what the graphs say. Luke, who's Toronto's fourth line center?
Oh, well, it's not Joe Thornton, because he's playing on the same line as Marner. And I don't know who it is yet. Do we know?
No, we don't.
It's fucking Jason Spezza.
Jason Spezza.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man.
I don't know. The Leafs kind of have too many forwards right now.
Did you know
Nick Roberts?
Nick Robertson is going to be on the taxi squad to start the year. So is Rasmus.
Yeah.
A guy who I'm excited to watch if you're a Leafs fan, Mikko Lehtinen. He going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. So that's our predictions for the division winners, the playoffs, and the Stanley Cup.
Wasn't this episode better without Eric? DM Eric if you think it was better. DM him on his personal, just to bug him.
Yeah. That's Eric Gopasing. the backup.
It's in there.
How many times Eric has posted the link to the backup and his follower count has not gone up once? People don't care about him as a person. Like, literally, he's still at less than 1,000 followers. Not, I wouldn't even say like 1% of followers have gone to follow his backup account.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I'm like if Talking Hockey actually went, no one would know. Like, no, everyone would have to go to I Hate Talking Hockey to figure out what his main account is.
I'm going Pete.
Okay, thanks, Martin. All right.
So I'm guessing that means we're over because we're over. Martin just went.
Martin went pee. I'm going to do the outro. Right.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Is that it?
I mean, what else do you say?
I was just waiting for a bit more. I don't know.
See you next week. Goodbye.
Okay, that's good enough, I guess.